Democrats won't occupy any of Idaho's statewide offices after Tuesday's election, but they did make inroads at the state legislature. James Dawson reports.
Idaho Democrats picked up 4 new seats in the House and 1 in the Senate, but they lost the North Central Idaho district held by former state representative Paulette Jordan, who ran for governor. Jacqueline Kettler, a political science professor at Boise State, says Democrats also racked up higher vote totals than they had seen in the past.
So even though Democrats maybe overall only picked up 4 seats in the legislature, they may have made some important movement in other districts as well.
Kettler says that could have been due to higher Democratic turnout nationwide or excitement over big ticket races in Idaho. She doesn't believe ideology is changing much, since most of the seats gained are in growing urban areas or historically toss-up districts.
I don't know if there was a lot of flipping going on, but we may have also gotten more mobilization of infrequent voters that lean left or unaffiliated voters starting to lean a little bit more left.
Democrats might even pick up 1 more seat, and with it, the entire West Boise area. Republican incumbent Senator Fred Martin is ahead of Jim Bratnober by just 6 votes, which will trigger a recount later this month. James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.